Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass wobble bounce session in Ableton Live 12 with that pirate radio energy, tuned for jungle and old school DNB vibes. We are not chasing a super polished modern Euro sound here. We want something rude, rolling, gritty, and super usable as a DJ tool. Think selector style bass pressure, rough 90s energy, and a loop that can sit under breaks, ride patterns, or a quick mix transition. We're going to build a two-bar bass phrase with a clean sub, a moving mid-bass wobble, some controlled distortion and filtering, and a simple structure that can work as an intro, breakdown, or drop loop. By the end, you should have something you can loop, tweak, resample, and perform live. First, get your project set up. Open a new Ableton Live 12 session and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a great middle ground for classic jungle and DNB feel, though anywhere from 165 to 174 works. Create one MIDI track for your bass. If you want, you can also set up a drum track or load a break later just to test the groove, but stay focused on the bass first. Session View is a great place to start for this kind of loop-based workflow, because it lets you hear changes fast and treat the clip like a performance tool. Now let's build the bass instrument. You can do this with stock Ableton devices like Waveeatable, Operator, or Drift. If you want clean sub, Operator is excellent. If you want movement and character in one device, Waveeatable is a strong choice. For this lesson, let's start with Waveeatable and shape it into something simple but effective. Drop Waveeatable onto your MIDI track and initialize it if needed. For oscillator 1, choose a sine or a very sine-like Waveeatable. That gives us the foundation for the sub. For oscillator 2, bring in a saw or square, but keep it low in the mix. We're not trying to make it huge yet. We're just setting up the harmonic layer that will later give us that wobble and grit. Set the synth to mono behavior if possible, or use one or two voices max. Add a little glide or portamento somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That helps the bass feel slippery and old school. Then put a low pass filter on it with a cutoff somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz to start. Keep the amp envelope pretty tight. Short attack, short to medium decay, fairly solid sustain, and a brief release. This is what gives us the punchy, bouncy response that works so well in jungle bass lines. Now let's write the MIDI. Make a two-bar loop in the clip view. Don't overcomplicate this. Old-school bass often works because of phrasing and space, not because there are too many notes. Start with a syncopated rhythm using short notes and gaps. A good starting idea is one note on beat 1, another on the end of 2, and another near beat 4 in the first bar. In the second bar, repeat the idea but vary one note so it feels like an answer rather than an exact copy. You can think in terms of a root note, the fifth, the octave, and maybe a minor third if you want it darker. Good keys for this sound are F minor, G minor, or a minor. The exact pitches are less important than the groove and the bounce. Keep the line short, rude, and clear enough to leave room for the breakbeat. This is a good place to use velocity as a groove tool. If you vary the velocity slightly from note to note, the synth will respond more naturally. Some notes will feel brighter and a bit more aggressive, which helps the line breathe without adding extra clutter. That's a really useful old-school trick. Now shape the envelope so the bass has bounce. If the notes feel too smooth or too legato, shorten the sustain and release. If you want it more percussive, make the note length shorter in the MIDI editor too. A lot of the groove here comes from tight note lengths and small gaps. Don't underestimate how much the MIDI itself shapes the attitude of the bass. Next, let's add the wobble. You've got two easy routes here. The first is to use an LFO inside Waveeatable and assign it to the filter cutoff. Sync the rate to the tempo and start around 1/8 notes. You can try 1/16 later if you want more nervous energy, but start with 1/8 so the groove stays readable. Keep the shape smooth, like a sine or a triangle, and set the amount moderate rather than extreme. We want rolling movement, not a hyperactive sound design demo. If you want a more straightforward Ableton chain, use auto filter after the instrument instead. Set it to low pass, turn on the LFO, and sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Add a bit of resonance and a little drive. This can give you that classic wobble bounce very quickly. It's a great option if you want the motion to feel external to the synth. Now it's time for dirt. Pirate radio energy rarely sounds clean, and that's part of the charm. Put saturator after the synth or after the filter. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive and enable soft clip if needed. The goal is to add attitude, not smash the life out of the sound. If you want a bit more crust, use Redux very gently, just a touch. Too much bit reduction or sample rate reduction will wreck the sub if you're not careful. After that, use EQ8 to clean things up. If the bass is muddy around 200 to 400 Hz, carve some space there. If there's harshness in the upper mids around 2 to 5kHz, tame that too. The low end should stay focused and strong. If your bass is starting to sound messy, always check whether the problem is really the note choices or note lengths before you keep adding processing. At this point, it's time to split the sound into sub and mid layers. This is one of the best ways to get a powerful bass that still works in a mix. Put your bass inside an instrument rack and create two chains, one for sub and one for mid. On the sub chain, keep it clean. Use a sine or sine-like source. Low pass it around 100 to 140 Hz and keep it mono with utility if needed. No heavy distortion here. Maybe just a touch of saturation if it helps, but keep it very controlled. On the mid chain, high pass around 100 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. This is where you can be more aggressive. Add saturator, auto filter, maybe a little modulation, and let the wobble movement live here. This split is really important, because it lets the sub stay solid while the mid bass gets all the attitude. If you want to lean further into that pirate radio texture, add some subtle lo-fi effects. Vinyl distortion, erosion, or a very light redux can add grime and character. Just be careful not to overdo it. You want the sound to feel battered and alive, not broken. You can also set up a return track with echo for delay throws. Use a short, filtered delay, maybe 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, and keep the feedback under control. High pass the return so the delay never floods the low end. This is great for those occasional little ghost hits that make a bassline feel more mischievous. Now let's put the bass in context with drums. Jungle bass never really lives alone. Load up an amen style break or any rolling drum loop and test your pattern against it. Listen carefully to how the bass sits with the kick and snare. Does it leave space for the snare transients? Does the sub clash with the kick? Does the wobble move with the break? Or does it fight it? If the line feels crowded, remove notes before you reach for more processing. Bass is part of the groove. One thing to watch is the relationship between the bass and the kick. If both hit their biggest moment at exactly the same time, the low end can smear. Try shifting one bass note a little later, or shortening it so the bass bounces around the kick instead of sitting on top of it. That tiny offset can make a huge difference. Now let's make the loop useful as an arrangement. Even if this is just a DJ tool, give it some shape. A nice simple structure is an intro with filtered bass, then the main full wobble section, then a variation, then a dropout or mix-out section. For example, bars 1 to 8 could be a filtered intro, bars 9 to 16 the main loop, bars 17 to 24 a variation with one or two notes removed and a bit of delay, and bars 25 to 32 a stripped-down section with just sub and drums. That kind of structure makes the loop much easier to use in a set. Use clip automation to perform small changes. Automate filter cutoff, LFO amount, saturation drive, or the send to echo. Make one version darker and more filtered, and another more open and aggressive. That way, you can duplicate the clip and create movement without rewriting the core groove. This is a really practical selector style workflow. Here's a good mindset to keep in mind. Think in phrases, not just loops. If bar 1 says something, bar 2 should answer it. Even a tiny change in the final two hits can make the whole line feel more human and more DJ ready. Also, make sure you can still feel the groove at low volume. If the bass disappears when you turn things down, you may be relying too much on distortion or top-end harmonics instead of good rhythm and note choice. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the wobble too fast right away. If the LFO is too busy, it starts sounding like a modern sound design exercise instead of an old-school bass tool. Start with 1/8, and only go faster if the groove still makes sense. Second, don't over-distort the sub. Keep the deepest low end clean and let the mids carry the dirt. Third, don't write too many notes. Jungle bass often hits harder because of what it leaves out. If you want to push the sound darker, try using minor intervals like the root, minor third, fifth, octave, and maybe a small semitone slide for tension. You can also add subtle pitch movement through glide or pitch envelopes to give the bass that slithery old-school feel. Another cool trick is to use autopan like a tremolo on the mid layer, with phase at zero and a subtle amount. That gives extra pulse without messing with the sub. A really strong next step is resampling. Once you find a bass movement you like, print it to audio. Then chop it, rearrange it, reverse one tail, mute a hit, or add a delay throw. That kind of audio editing often sounds more authentic than trying to build everything in MIDI. It also gives you that chopped, battered pirate radio feel that sits beautifully in jungle. For a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar bass tool. Make bar 1 filtered, bar 2 open, bar 3 add one passing note, and bar 4 drop out one hit and add a delay throw. Use one sublayer, one mid-bass layer, autofilter, saturator, EQ8, and at least one automation lane. If you want to make it stricter, try it with an amen style break and no more than four distinct MIDI notes. That forces you to focus on groove and phrasing, which is exactly the right mindset for this style. So to recap, keep the groove simple, split your sub and mid layers, use wobble tastefully, add grit with control, and leave room for the breakbeat. Automate small changes so the loop feels alive, and think like a DJ tool builder rather than a sound designer chasing complexity. Raw, rolling, and rude is the vibe. If you want, I can also turn this into a rack chain recipe, a MIDI pattern map, or a fully timed voiceover script with pauses and emphasis cues.